Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 4th of August. It's going to be hot today, but I'll let the hot one explain that one later.
Day before your birthday.
There we go. 605-4567 is our studio number, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Write to Linda at Linda@KCNR1460.com because I have a feeling. Get your little typewriters out. Get your dialing fingers ready because this is going to be a big show today. We've got some very interesting guests. We're joined, of course, in the studio by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Good morning. And our newest addition in our, who's learning the boards, is going to be joining us there. Chandler. Good morning, Chandler. We're waving to Chandler.
All right.
Today it's to you, babe.
Okay. I want to tell you about the weather today. It is going to be a high of 96, which is great. We love it when it doesn't hit the triple digits. Again, it's the 4th. It's currently 7:06, and the weather is 66 degrees. A couple things we want to start off the morning. Now, pay attention because we're going to be doing giveaways today and also a drawing. But right now, if you call 605-4567, the first caller is going to get 4 tickets to the Paisano Days this weekend. 605-4567, that's the studio hotline. Got to be the first caller this morning. 4 tickets to Paisano Days this weekend. Great time to go take your family out for Italian food.
Food, music, bocce ball.
Also, I want to thank D&L Motors yesterday. I called the Alan from Coachmasters and said, oh, my God, my air conditioning is making this fan sound, and I was afraid to use it. So I was driving around yesterday in my car with my air conditioning off because I thought I might burn the motor out. So I go in, and Brian, the owner there at D&L Motors, which is right behind Rayleigh's, and the reason I want to give a shout-out because this is how it works. Love it. Alan from Coachmaster says, go to D&L Motors, tell them I sent you. So I go, Brian, here's my da-da-da-da-da. He opens up my glove box. He finds out that a paper had been sucked into my air conditioning unit. You know, I was all worried it was going to be like this $1,000 bill or something to get my air conditioning fixed. And he went right there. He stopped what he was doing. He opened up. There was like a little filter thing. And so, Brian, thank you for saving the day and being a hero. Recommend people to go there. That is, to me, that's just a class act. It's a beautiful garage, nice, and it's new. So, D&L Motors, Brian, thank you so much. Shout out to you. Just gave the tickets to Dan. Congratulations, Dan. You've got 4 tickets to Paisano Days. Come by the studio. That's 1326 Market Street, and you're going to have 4 tickets with your name on them, and thank you. There, I'm out. I'm over and out, babe.
Okay, you know, also today, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be selling tickets for the barbecue, community barbecue, on Sunday, September 12th. So we expect to see them out today. We were at a media event yesterday.
And one more thing, Jim Bremer, welcome back. We've missed you. Thank you so much. You know, the voice of the morning morning news, and I hope you had a great time and you Jimmy Buffetted out.
Yeah, and Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, how come you look so rested and the rest of us are looking, you know, like it's a Wednesday? Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here.
When we get right into it, we've got James Fossen in the studios, and we're going to get right down to the info of what's happened with, you know, you're going to have a clap off the air.
The city council. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
The original owners are back at Tortilla Flats. Come in and satisfy your cravings for great Mexican cuisine. Tortilla Flats makes their food fresh every day, and nothing comes from a can. Everything is made from scratch and has the true taste of Mexico in every dish. One of their specialties is their delicious enchilada ranchero, made with beef or chicken, sour cream, avocado, and green chili. So stop for a moment and ask your taste buds what they want. They'll jump right out and tell you, Tortilla Flats. Come in for lunch, dinner, or happy hour. Tortilla Flats has the best margaritas in town, and happy hour is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. After being in Burbank for 20 years, Tortilla Flats has been locally owned for 31 years. Located on Park Marina Drive, 1 mile from the Sundial Bridge. Or call 244-3343. Your taste buds know. Now take them for what they really want at Tortilla Flats.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:13 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You know, we say, I wonder if anybody's listening to us at 7 o'clock in the morning. But you know what? As soon as we give away stuff, the phones light up with people we don't know. You know, going, yeah, yeah. You know, the sounds of the cheer.
And at the 7:30 hour, I have another drawing, or put your name in a drawing for something pretty spectacular we're drawing for on Friday.
Okay. James?
Good morning.
Good morning. Our city council.
Our correspondent, James Fossen.
Correspondent.
The man in the
James
streets.
Fossen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very cool.
Big doings last night. We talked about him.
It was a good meeting.
And by the way, the mayor, Patrick Jones, will be on today at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. I think we can leave the unions and the police and the firefighters to Mayor Jones.
Okay.
It was a short meeting. It was under 2 hours. There was not a whole lot of sparks and fireworks. But I think it was a very effective meeting, and I think they found a way to get together on a couple issues and save some money. And it was nice to see.
Really?
It was surprising, they saved $85,000 for the city that's going to go towards some of these police officers and hopefully extend
them
out.
And I've read a little bit about this more, but where did they find that $85,000?
Well, there's a consent calendar that's printed with the agenda right before the meeting, and the consent calendar is a lot of routine type things that if they tried to tackle every one of them, the meeting would be going on until 2 o'clock every morning. One of the consent issues was authorizing the city to enter into a contract with a company that would provide online services for the Parks and Recreation Department. And while everybody agreed it was an important issue and could be money well spent, Mary Stegall discovered the $85,000 cost associated with this and felt that it would be a good time to take care of higher priorities first. And the council got together on it. The department head, Kim Niemer, although disappointed, she understood it. It made sense. I think it showed that there could be a possibility that some of these people can get together without the politics and without the fireworks, and solve some of these problems.
Kim Niemer, Parks and Recreation.
Yes,
right. Well, a shout out to Kim for realizing that this is a this is bigger than maybe some of our departments. I wonder, and nobody wants to lose power in their departments. I just would wonder if we have somebody just walks through and says, okay, I want you to legitimize. I don't know if that's a word. Prove the functioning and the worth of everybody in your department. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, but just to go through and see, you know, maybe that we could
and programs, the city pays for.
And the programs and consolidate some of the stuff.
Close the gap.
I know there's got to be a couple hundred thousand, 300,000 in there. It's got to be.
Sure. And, it's the concept of another pebble on the pile. And after a while, these gaps start closing in and things can work.
And nobody wants to make a change, but here's the reality. I mean, I was talking to a business owner yesterday, and he said, well, no longer is my business a yo-yo, but, I'd like to see it be better. And I said, well, are you paying the bills and can you go out to dinner now and then? He said, yeah, I think everybody's just happy if they can be there. And that's kind of, with our economy and the way it is, the mentality is hang in there, hang in there, hang in there. So I think if people who are used to making a really nice salary and used to benefits and that kind of thing, that they're, again, if people have come together and realized that if we're going to stay in the city, this is really for the whole of the good.
Sure. And, what it'll mean now is families may have to go down to the Park and Recreation Department to register for things. But I'll tell you what, if at 3 o'clock in the morning my home's being broken into,
I
want to know that they're going to be there within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
right.
Well, shout out to Kim Niemer and her department for that. Now, did you go over Proposition 19?
Well, Proposition 19 was a fun one, and God bless them for coming out and speaking.
And what is Proposition 19?
Well, the issue at hand last night was to a resolution in opposition to Proposition 19. And the way it was written was in opposition to regulate, control, and tax the Cannabis Act of 2010. So what the city is doing is taking a stand and saying we're in opposition to this particular item that's coming up in the November ballot. And Chief Hansen gave a compelling argument, and it was upheld. The city is opposing this resolution. The highlight of the night, of course, was all the public comments.
Oh, when I was there before, when they were talking about, when Missy was talking about taxing medicinal marijuana, which, of course, we do not agree with that one. But I tell you what, the people that showed up for that one, it was a... It was an eye-opener.
Well, they were passionate. I think a lot of them were off the mark because it wasn't so much the discussion wasn't the value of medical marijuana, which is what it turned into last night. It was whether the city was going to oppose 19. So I think it was a little bit of derailed, and I don't want to pick on these people because I know they're passionate about it, but many of them got about halfway through their monologue and lost track of where they were, and I,
where's our soundbite when we need it?
Sometimes the meds,
Yeah, it.
Oh shoot!
But they are a fiery bunch.
Even last week, or when we discussed this 2 weeks ago, there was one of the people that sold it that said, "Look," he says, "I'm not for legalizing marijuana." He says medicinal marijuana is different. I mean, this is one of the people that were, that sells this.
Yes,
and he, I'm almost positive that's what he said. He's not for Proposition 19. As far as Proposition 19 goes, I mean, you've got, tell me that, people that want Proposition 19 want the whole fabric of California, I think, to change. But if you need to use medicinal marijuana, you can get it anywhere. I mean, I don't know anybody that can't get it. You and I, James, could walk down today and get a recommendation and start growing 40 plants in your backyard. Something we should think about.
My back's hurting a little bit this morning. So
my butt's been chewed a little bit. Okay, so I'm ready to go.
Here's the thing that I stood back and looked at this, and it kind of boggled my mind a little bit. I suffer from allergies. And I have a great doctor that gives me a great prescription for allergy medication, and it does a great job.
Is this at Maui Wowie?
No, it's right. It's from Walgreens, and it's my point is that if this became an issue that this particular allergy medication was about to become legal for recreational use, I don't know how passionate I would be about seeing that it was made legal. It's just not that important to me. But it seems that it's more than just the medical marijuana aspect for them. There's something else happening.
Yeah, I think
with
so.
This.
Too. And you know, here's my concerns. And we're going to take a break after this. My concerns is after being up in Hayfork and seeing what's going on up there. This was done through an initiative.
Yes.
And seeing how it's destroying the environment. I mean, I've called the Sierra Club and said, "What are you going to do about that?" You know, as far as they're concerned, oh no, well, you know, we don't get into that yet. Yeah, they do get into things when you talk about clear cutting and destroying the environment.
Spotted owls.
And so here's my problem with it is that was an initiative that was for medicinal marijuana, and that works for a lot of people. You've got another initiative that's going to have, again, every state and city, and every county and city in the state of California is going to have different rules.
Yes.
And who knows what's going to happen. And if you can't have a dry county, and so people will be screaming, oh, gosh, I can't buy it in Shasta County. Well, just drive across the line into Siskiyou or into Trinity, and you know they're probably going to have shops up there.
Right.
So the whole thing is a hodgepodge, and I'm for order. You know, that's all I want is, you know, some kind of order with this. So,
Well, and, you know, one of the other speakers, too, and I know he's been a guest on your program, was Sean Merritt.
Yeah, Sean has been on.
And some of the numbers that he floated with Prop 19 being approved would be a $38 million windfall to the city, and that 40% of the citizens of the city would be using marijuana recreationally.
Woohoo!
And I'd love to hear more on that, because that one floored me.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Well, he's a pretty sharp guy. He's very passionate about it. And he's used it medicinally.
Like we like Sean.
Where
does he get his figures?
Yeah, 40% of the
that
citizens.
That means in here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. Okay, Bob, that means that you're going to have to start smoking. Or maybe you are. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking the what happened at the City Council and the Proposition 19. Guest later on today will be Senator Maurice Johannesson and Mayor Patrick Jones. We're going to cover the whole day today. And, of course, our guest at the
for the City Council is James Fossen. We'll see you after these messages.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9 throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. It's Anselmo Vineyard's Summer Music Series, your favorite destination getaway. Call 474-5546 for reservations. It's the Anselmo Summer Music Series. We'll see you there.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbob.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sign Station. Call 221-SIGN.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25-39.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott at 725 on August 4th. It's going to be a great day today, less than 100 degrees.
96 degrees, currently 67. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
Hey, something big's happening today. I mean, there's something big always happens in River City. I know it's hard for some people to get off the couch and go out and take a look outside, but it's true. The Nation of Patriots and local Harley owners groups are bringing in an American flag. They're passing the flag via motorcycle across 48 states to honor veterans, past, present, and fallen. And the hog members from Chico, that's the Harley owners group, by the way.
Yeah.
You're not describing their eating habits or anything, but the Harley owners groups from Chico is going to deliver the flag to the Redding hog members at McDonald's restaurant on Lake Boulevard at approximately 11:15 today. It will then be escorted to a reception at Redding Harley Davidson. And the reason for this is the Nation of Patriots is organizing an effort on a national scale that will act as a massive tribute to and in honor of all America's armed forces, past, present, and fallen. The national effort is in honor of members of our military and to show America's support, our thanks, and our unified pride. The tribute consists of passing the U.S. flag throughout the country. And it's being escorted by Harley-Davidson riders on the great journey. So, it's going to arrive today at approximately 11:15 at the McDonald's restaurant on Lake Boulevard, and then it's going to be taken over for a reception at the Redding Harley Davidson out there. And on August 5th, they're going to deliver the flag to other members in the Medford, Oregon.
So they're passing the flag on.
Yes, it's going throughout all the United States, so this is great. It's moving its way.
Today
it's
at McDonald's, where? Lake Boulevard, what time?
Lake Boulevard, at approximately 11:15.
11:15, all right. So,
and then over to Harley-Davidson, to Redding Harley-Davidson
all right.
for reception, so you can see it at both places. And do yourself a favor, go out there and stop and pay tribute to this, to our veterans.
It sounds really exciting.
It is exciting.
Now, you know, yesterday I took a drove out to Ensalmo because they've got, you know, covering some things about upcoming events. By the way, Friday night, Candice Lavolsi will be out there doing music. If you make reservations, 474-5546, it's 6 to 9. It fills up really fast. But while I was out there, very generously, they said, we're going to do a drawing. We want you to give away two dinners. So I'm going to give you a number that is our office number, and I'm going to take names and draw it on Friday. So you're going to want to listen Friday right before 9 o'clock. The number for our office is 605-4565. So just see if you're listening. 605-4565. Now, we're on the air. It's going to go right into a voice message, but I'm going to collect the names today, tomorrow, and Friday, a drawing for two dinners out in Ensalmo. And then you can call up there and pick the night you want to go. But that's pretty incredible. We're talking about two five-star dinners. This is a five-star restaurant. It's unbelievable. John Stadelli is incredible. So 605-4565 is the number to call. And you'll be in the drawing for Friday's two tickets for Ensalmo or two dinners for Ensalmo.
It's a good deal because it's not just the food; it's the service and the ambiance. Something we like it, and you can use it during those nights that they have on the 20th and 27th for the concert series that Linda's putting on out there too. So we're looking for a great time.
Coming up, we've got we have a stacked morning.
We do, and we've got a lot of things going. One of the things, we've got about 30 seconds left, is, hey, I invite everybody to be looking at our Saturday and now Sunday lineup. We have an incredible lineup of local shows and programs, and we've just opened up Sunday. We've moved around the house over there on Sunday, along with Doug Craig's show, and, of course, Donnie Greenberg has opened up here. So it's, you know, the whole weekend is one of fun and excitement and news and commentary. So we urge people to do that. Plus, you know, of course, our great Saturday shows. We got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. For a mixed picture on jobs, the payroll company ADP says the private sector jobs gained 42,000 in July, more than expected. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, however, saw a 6% rise in company layoffs. Some 50,000 out-of-work homeowners will get a hand from Uncle Sam. The government's sending $600 million in mortgage help to five states. Ford says contract details with the UAW are allowing it to bring back almost 2,000 factory jobs, even luring work from foreign countries. Toyota drives back to profitability, reporting a $2.2 billion gain last quarter. This after a bumpy road of recalls and losses a year ago. Finally, Time Warner's revenue up by 8% on higher ad sales and box office draws like Sex and the City and Clash of the Titans. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Be on the lookout, Redding. Today, the streets of Redding will be swarming with crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys selling tickets to their annual barbecue fundraiser. This annual event is set for Sunday, September 12th at Lake Redding Park. But don't wait until the last minute. Purchase your tickets now and avoid the last-minute rush. Then, September 12th, join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for the food, the fun, and the entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And with your pre-purchase ticket, partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by these zany asphalt cowboys. If you choose to eat in the park, you can place a bid on the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m., plus take a chance on the annual pork raffle. Today is the day to purchase your tickets for a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. They work hard. They deserve it.
Is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system, and we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting, and then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach, and he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Mm-hmm.
today. Good morning, North State.
Yeah.
Well, it is currently
67.
67 degrees. It's going to go up to 98 today, and it's going to be great. Maybe some light winds, but it's going to be another fine day. It's going to be under 100, but you know what? We won't hold that against Mother Nature. The news, or the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And let me tell you, the 605-4565 line in the office is ringing off the hook, because Friday we're going to be drawing dinner for two at Anselmo Vineyards. Hey, this Friday, also the fabulous fabric shop at the Shasta Center. You know, that is the one on Churn Creek. That's where Kubler's is. That's called Shasta Center. There's a brand new fabric shop in there. Very, very interesting fabrics. And they're going to be presenting an outdoor fashion show from 7 to 9 p.m. You're not going to want to miss this Fashionable Friday event. It's fabric into fashion at the Fabulous Fabric Shop. Enjoying a summer evening with refreshments, a 25% off sale, runway lessons, and so much more. So come to the Shasta Center and see what's happening for Fashionable Friday. Also, Paisano Days this weekend. You know, the Paisano Days is always the first weekend in August. It started over 20 years ago by the Sons of Italy Shasta Lodge as a family picnic, and it's grown throughout the years to be one of the premier events in Shasta County, still sticking to the theme of a fun-filled family picnic. We gave four tickets away this morning, and I'll tell you right now, I've got some more, and I just want to give them away. So the first caller that calls 605-4567, which is our studio hotline. You guys are paying attention this morning, and I'm loving that. I'm giving you two tickets right now, Paisano Days, 605-4567, and I've got Bob Hoppin.
Bad Bob is saying things under his breath. You know, you know what? Can you stand some good news this morning?
I can.
You know, this oil, this huge oil disaster we had in the Gulf, everybody knows that the effect it's had on our coast, on the people down there. But they're getting ready. The government is expected to announce today that three-fourths of the oil from the B.C. spill in the Gulf of Mexico has already evaporated, dispersed, or been captured or eliminated. The New York Times says is going to report on Wednesday. This government report is also expected to say what is left of the oil is so diluted that it does not seem to pose much of an additional risk. Report found that about 26% of the oil released in the world's worst accidental marine oil spill was still in the water or on shore in a form that possibly could cause new problems. But as you remember from last week, we started talking and we said that how this had dispersed, or how the microbes in the water had started eating it, and how what great news that was. So, you know, as bad as that disaster was, that's, you know, there's maybe a light at the end of the tunnel that's not a train coming at you.
Well, you know, when something like that happens, it's just not about America, it's about the world. The world is at risk because there's so much food in the ocean. The ocean does not belong to us. It belongs to every person on Earth, as well as the critters inside that live in the ocean. So we as a unit of people on this planet have got to think about what we're going to do. We gave the first four tickets, the Paisano Days, to Daniel, and evidently there must be another Daniel that called for the other two tickets. So we've got two Daniels that have called in for those six tickets of Paisano Days.
Now, one was a Dan. I think this is a Daniel.
Okay, we've got the Dan and the Daniel, so those tickets will be at the front. We're going to take a break. Coming back, we've got Senator Maurice Johansson. We're going to be talking about that beautiful place of worship. I just saw pictures. Oh my gosh, that thing is flying up. It's going to be so exciting. We like to call it a chapel. There's been so many names for it, but it is going to be beautiful out at Igo Cemetery. So we're going to hear all about that after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Are you one of the many people who have been avoiding going to the dentist? I know how you feel. That's right, I understand why many people just don't feel comfortable going to the dentist. And I've done something about it. My name is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care, and I'm talking about sedation dentistry. It's a safe, gentle way for you to be relaxed and comfortable through your whole appointment. I'll simply give you a small pill, and before you know it, your appointment will be over. Best of all, once we're finished, most people hardly remember a thing. And since sedation lets us get more done in each visit, you may only need one or two appointments. Sedation is such a comfortable and relaxing way to have your dentistry done, you'll never want to have it done any other way. And I promise you this, we will never embarrass or judge anyone about their fears or about the condition of their teeth. We're here to help.
For more information or to make an appointment, call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or learn more on the web at ReddingSedationDentist.com.
And happy Coast Guard Day, by the way. That's right. Today is the Coast Guard birthday. Hooray for the Coast Guard. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bodd. It is 7:42 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-456-7. We know you're out there. You keep calling to get all those free tickets and stuff.
Can I read the Happy Coast Guard Day that comes from Daniel? It's just a few things here, if you don't mind, because it's important. These are the people who served our country as well. It's a good day to remember those who braved the waves on our coast and the Great Lakes to find and save those in distress. Fly in darkness through wind and fog and little more than hope and faith. Go into harm's way to enforce our laws and protect us from those who would harm our country overtly or covertly through invasion or poisoning our society with illicit drugs and materials. Sail the seas and fishery patrols. Break the ice at the top and bottom of the world in search of understanding more about our world. Work diligently to prevent or fight pollution in our waterways, bays, and harbors. Yes, the Coast Guard. Inspect and document vessels entering and leaving our ports. Control movement of ships and barges on our waterways, just as an air traffic controller does for airplanes. Lived by the unstated creed, you got to go, but you don't have to come back. I mean, that's just a few of
the... Okay, ringing the barrel for the Coast Guard.
Happy Coast Guard Day. Yep.
You know, our guest is Senator Motis Johannesson, and we have him on our show on a regular basis because he's always got great things to say. He's always got really good insights into what's going on around us. Today we have him on to talk kind of more specifically about the memorial building up at Igo Cemetery.
You must be talking about the chapel.
The chapel, darling. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You brought in photos of this. I cannot believe how fast it is being built.
This is how private enterprise work. This is how you do it when you have the freedom to move and do what has to be done. Although it's done under all the proper controls.
Yeah, you've got all the permits and everything,
So it isn't happening. And speaking of important things, happy birthday.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
I didn't realize you were that old.
I'm not that old. This face is worn out two bodies.
Your mother didn't know that it was going to be tomorrow. She probably thought at this time, any minute now.
Yeah, and she probably afterwards at times said, you know, I went all through that for that.
No,
but anyway, It's a great. I mean, it's big. The building is huge. I mean, not huge, huge, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful building, and we have one of the things, of course, we do. We are, even though we got delayed about 30 days or so from the rain, but we're still going to meet the deadline to get it in there prior to the Veterans Day.
Oh, that's
November.
Gonna be great. That's going to be
great. I mean, it is even surprised me how big the building was when I drove up to it. And you should really take a look out there and drive by.
Yeah. Well, then tomorrow we're going to be on the Harley after the show, and we're going to. That's one of the places we're going to be driving up there to check it out. And we're going to be going to a couple of different places.
Yeah, we're
going to
hit Tobacco and Brew, and then from Tobacco and Brew, we're going to go out and take the beautiful drive out there and just give thanks for the process of where it is. What's your projection date for the building to be the ribbon cutting and all that?
Well, we're trying to get it done, obviously, before Veterans Day, but I don't know how quick we can do it. We are going way ahead of ourselves, not only from a production standpoint, getting the building done, but also from the finances, we're a little ahead of ourselves. But that's one of the things we're going to do. Thursday, I think the 12th. I think the Thursday, the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have a drive-through kind of a thing
down
at the Civic.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, drive-through at the Civic Auditorium. And I hope anybody that has a little time to drive by and, you know, donate a little bit down here. We're going to have a lot of people down there helping us. And it's going to be sort of an interesting setup from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And so hopefully we can get some help there. But, there's a lot of people that are contractors and stuff like that that, you know, never charging. They got to obviously pay the cost of the employees, and so they have no choice about doing that. But they've been very kind. Sierra Pacific, for example, giving us all the windows.
Wow.
That is not just a small cost.
No, those
some
are
of these things.
And let me break in for a second here. We constantly are picking up new listeners. And what we're talking about is up at Igo National Cemetery, where all of our veterans are interred. There is really no place up there for the services to be protected from the elements. And what Senator Johannesson has done is, on his dime, has provided a structure up there that people can go in there for the services and for the to remember our veterans. And it's a secular in the sense that it's no specific religion. Any of our veterans' families can use this. It's beautiful. It's got stained glass. It's got a pews in there. People don't want to call it a chapel because it's not politically correct. But it's a chapel, and it's a great effort by you, Senator. And we want to thank you so much, from our heart for what you've done here.
Well, thank you. It's I call the people in turn out there. I call them my Legion of Honor.
Oh yeah,
because that's what they are.
Yes, they are.
And so it's something that we leave behind us, and this is not the one-man show, by the way. I mean, all the veterans in Northern California, people that come from Southern California up here, even legislators and so forth, and if I talked to a couple of them last night, they can't believe what we are doing. It's like a juggernaut up here. And they said, we don't have that kind of response in the people below.
The flatland.
The flatland.
Right. Right. I understand. Well, and they don't. And, we have, it's amazing, the feeling, the camaraderie, the patriotism, the brotherhood that exists up here for our veterans. I mean, we have a lot of veterans up here, but it's more than that. The community itself is.
It is. But is also, Carl, you have to, I had to interrupt you, but I know you don't like what I'm going to tell you, but you're a little private in a lot of ways like that. But sometimes you have a little rough exterior, but I know the softness about it. As thanks to you and Linda, really, since you started this station and started to promote all the things that we believe in, it's helped us a great deal. And I hear it all the time, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Senator. It's very touching. We got to take a break now. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, the home of Free Fire Media.
Be on the lookout, Reading. Today, the streets of Reading will be swarming with crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys selling tickets to their annual barbecue fundraiser. This annual event is set for Sunday, September 12th at Lake Reading Park, but don't wait until the last minute. Purchase your tickets now and avoid the last-minute rush. Then, September 12th, join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for the food, the fun, and the entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and with your pre-purchase ticket, partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by these zany asphalt cowboys. If you choose to eat in the park, you can place a bid on the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m., plus take a chance on the annual pork raffle. Today is the day to purchase your tickets for a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. They work hard. They deserve it.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's cash for clunkers, appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag, and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local Brand Source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local Brand Source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today, 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Good morning, North State. Currently 69 degrees. It's going to be high today of 98. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show
brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Just look for those satellite dishes out there. Doug Tooley, the owner, has been serving local customers here since 1985. He guarantees his work, dish, TV, the home theater systems. And you know, Doug is a veteran also, 82nd Airborne. You need something done, call Doug Tooley at 244-1988 or just stop by B&T Satellite, just down from Burrito Bandito. Look for those satellite dishes.
You know, before we went to the break, and when we went to the break, we were, you know, our guest this morning is Maurice Johansson, and we're talking about the chapel out at Igo Cemetery. You said something that I really think that we... as a body of people, really need to be mindful, and we were just discussing that it's not about your piece of the pie, your station, your this, your that. People get really weird about being possessive or competitive, and that's okay. I mean, you know, we know what that is when you fight for your country and you fight for your freedom, but this is something that is beyond us as individuals. This is about the great spirit of those people who gave their lives to this country so we could be free. So it's not about camps. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. No, it's that's one of the reasons that this, of course, started was we needed a place of honor for to live in the millenniums, I hope. And because of the way it is constructed and the way it is going to be, it's going to be a history, and it's probably without any doubt on the prettiest cemetery you will ever see. And people ask me, say, well, how can you love a cemetery? I love it, not just because I work with everybody else to get it done, but because it will last long after we are gone. And that's why I call the people that are there our Legion of Honor.
And they will, they'll never be forgotten.
No.
And we need to protect them and their memories.
That is correct. And when you look out from this chapel, the way it is designed and the way it is built, You walk in there and you look out the window. A lot of windows in this chapel. If you look out this and you look out there and you overlook the gravestones and everything that is there, you can't help but understand the feeling. You just can't help it.
Well, just looking at the plans for it, and then now the structure is just growing.
The walls are up. The
roof. The roof's coming on.
Yes. Raise the roof. That's where we have the Raise the Roof collection down at the Civic Auditorium on the 12th.
Well, that's it. You know, it's a week from tomorrow. We're going to be talking about it more, as you can guess. But from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. down to Civic Auditorium, you can just drive through there. There's going to be a bunch of volunteers standing out there. It'll take your nickels, your dimes, your dollars, your checks, in case anybody is driving through from Bell, California, one of the retired people there, just drop a check off for $100,000.
I think what we need to do is, I think what I'll do is, I'm going to say this out to all of our listeners, a pledge. I'm going to hold the fort down here, and I think you should go down and call us on the telephone and let us know what's going on. Encourage people to come meet you down there, drive through, give what you can for the roof, for the chapel, for the body of the chapel, for the body of the people. Just get down there. I think that we should do that.
Okay, we will do that. Then I'll be down there, and you're here.
And Bob and I'll hold down the fort, and we'll hear your calls as you're calling in, and get those people who are coming by that are listeners, and say, hey, we're here. We're giving what we can, and we'll put them on the air, and we'll just encourage everybody who's listening to, on your way to work, stop by there. Stop by down at the convention center, drive through, throw some money in the pot. You'll be a part of this great, great chapel at Igo Cemetery.
And for those of you that are politically correct, please forgive me for calling it a chapel, but you better go out and take a look at it, and I think you will love it as much as I do.
Place of worship.
Place of worship of any kind.
Yeah, it's a warrior's memorial, and that's what it is. It's something for the Legion of Heroes that lie out there.
That is correct.
So, well, thank you for all that you have done here.
All right,
and
Senator,
before we go to our 8 o'clock break with the Fox News, you know, you've been so inspirational and so such a figure here in the North State for veterans, that we so appreciate your undying love for our country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what made me be here in the first place, and I have reason to be happy because I live the American dream. People forgetting what America is all about, what the basis of it was, what the freedoms was. I've told people, I says, if you like to go anywhere else in the world, leave your passport here and I'll pay you a trip there.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Don't come back.
You know, it's not that we are perfect, but, you know, there's so many things about this country that are so great that if you don't notice it until you travel to other countries when perhaps they aren't. And it's small things, that people don't even think about, like the ability to turn on a tap in any city that I've ever been in the United States, and I've traveled everywhere, and actually get clean water that you can drink.
That doesn't
exist in a lot of other places in the world.
That's right.
And I think some people forget that, you know, we've gone through wars and we've gone through, you know, demolishing certain parts of the world in wars. But you know what? We've been in there trying to help rebuild. And that's something we forget. You know, sometimes the outside world looks at, you know, America, they're greedy, they're big, they're fat, they're bloated. You know what I'm saying. But we go in, and I think that we're a very generous country that goes in and tries to help those other countries to rebuild and, you know, help to find a cure for AIDS in Africa and do a lot of things that are beyond our borders.
We are the first responders of anything that hurts people in the world, no matter who they are, where they are. We are the first responders. We always have been. And unfortunately, some people will condemn us for that.
Yeah, and that's a strange thing, too. Well, thank you so much for being here, Senator. And we will be down, or at least I'll be down there next Thursday, and we'll talk about this some more. We'll be ringing the bell on people coming down to the Civic Center next Thursday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to make a donation to a chapel for our fallen heroes up at Igo Cemetery.
Thank you for the work you're doing, and thank you for your help.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
And coming up, we had an email about the American flag, which is really interesting because I was going to bring up some facts about it today. We're going to talk about this email when we come back after the Fox News.
Yeah, I'd like to remind everybody, and we're going to say it a few times, that today the Harley Owners Group is having the flag that's going, the Patriot Tour, that's passing the American flag via motorcycle across all 48 states. It's going to be at 11:15. It's going to arrive at the McDonald's restaurant on Lake Boulevard and then go over to for a reception at Reading Harley-Davidson. And that starts around 11:15 today, so you may want to go on out there. Our guest for the next hour is going to be Mayor Patrick Jones, so maybe a couple issues we want to talk about. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. April 20th, BP's disaster in the Gulf started with an explosion. August 4th, it may finally be ending with a static kill. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, BP says that the dumping of mud and cement down the well to fill it up and keep the oil down is working, and a lot sooner than expected. They had first said it could be a couple of days at least before they knew anything, but it's been less than 24 hours. Now government regulators will have to check it out, though they're still waiting for the relief wells to be finished, Dave.
Evan, the question is, where is all the oil? The government says most of it's gone. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Yeah, the administration today announcing that about three-quarters of the estimated 5 million barrels of oil that were released are now vanished, evaporated, dispersed, or otherwise collected.
What we can say to the people of the Gulf is that they will see less and less oil coming ashore. They're already seeing less.
White House Energy Advisor Carol Browner says the quarter of the oil that is left is not likely to cause major new problems. Much of that oil, either a thin sheen on the surface or in well-weathered tarballs. Many fisheries are reopening, but it's still not clear what effect the oil had on eggs and larvae. Dave?
Mike, a small plane crashed and burned in North Phoenix this morning.
There is literally nothing left of the plane.
Going down into a building near an airport as it landed.
We'd have one person, the pilot, it appears, has lost their life in this crash.
Phoenix Fire Captain Scott Walker says they're looking in the wreckage to see if anyone else was on board. It's a big day for gay couples in California.
In the beginning, the word we were supposed to use was lover.
She wants to be called spouse, hoping a judge's ruling today overturns Proposition 8, which banned gay marriage.
The judge should just defer to the decision of 7 million voters.
However, he rules the losing side will appeal a decision expected this afternoon. It's a newborn, already as tall as me, a nearly 6-foot-tall giraffe at the Philadelphia Zoo, the first born there in 13 years. The zoo is asking people to go online to vote on her name. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, talking about millions of things in just 60 seconds.
Better talk fast, Mike.
Actually, I just want to talk about one thing. The big tire sale going on right now at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Oh, well, take your time then.
The big tire sale is a great chance to save a bunch of money on name brand tires, because Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers will beat any competitor's advertised price.
That's right, Mike. And if you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you'll get a $100 cash rebate. $100. And that's on top of the low price tire guarantee. You forgot to mention that.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you. You know, we have nearly 20 seconds left, Mike.
Oh, that's awkward.
Tell me, Mike, how many tires do Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers sell every year?
Oh, millions.
Aha! So technically you did talk about millions of things in under 60 seconds.
That's true. And technically you still haven't read the disclaimer.
Oh, boy. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. See participating California dealership or call 1-877-310-3673 for mail-in rebate details through 83110.
Serious condition in Connecticut. One of the two survivors of yesterday's shooting spree that left eight people dead at a beer distributor.
Was Omar Thornton a victim? His family says he was, taking one last phone call from him after he opened fire.
He said, "I killed the five racists that was there. That was bothering me."
But the company and union officials say the man who they called disgruntled was fired from Hartford Distributors for stealing beer and deny the allegations, saying Thornton never filed a complaint of racism. Meantime, family and friends of the dead will gather tonight at a local church to remember and mourn the loss of their loved ones. In Manchester, Connecticut, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
An unsuccessful attack on Iran's president that Iran's official news agency now claims was just people setting off firecrackers.
President Ahmadinejad escaped injury and went on to give a speech in the western city of Hamadan. He made no mention of the attack during the live televised speech and appeared unhurt. The homemade explosive missed his car and reportedly hit another vehicle, injuring others in his convoy. One person has been arrested. There has been no claim of responsibility. During a speech on Monday, Ahmadinejad had said he believed he was the target of an Israeli assassination plot, saying, "The stupid Zionists have hired mercenaries to assassinate me." Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
It's President Obama's 49th birthday, but the First Lady isn't celebrating with him. She and daughter Sasha are at a seaside resort in southern Spain. The president will celebrate with friends tonight in Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow up 13 points. Did you ever watch The Munsters? Donna McCall did. Was a huge fan and had a crush on little Eddie Munster, even writing him a love letter when she was 10. 45 years later, she and actor Butch Patrick are a couple. She looked him up back in the spring. They met at a convention. The two have now moved in together in Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 8:05 and a half.
Eddie Munster.
On August 4th. You know, the things we find.
Eddie Munster is... Somebody had a crush on Eddie Munster, and you know what? Go for it.
He's like 68 something.
Well, whatever. I mean, he had a fan, and they're in love.
Yeah, I tell you what. You know what? There's only one person older than him, and that's Bob. Bad Bob. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's the largest walk-in humidor in the state. It's filled with premium cigars like Romeo y Julieta, Carlos Torano, Arturo Ferente, Cohiba, and you can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, everything there.
And they're legal.
And they're legal. Not only that, then you have Espresso Joe's that you can go over and get that iced coffee. You can get 30 or 40 different types of coffee fixed. So many ways that you can, if you drink a new cup of coffee every day, you could go through a whole year and not get the same one twice.
Okay, now this is the second time I've been asked this. I want to share this with you. An email. Good morning all to KCNR. I was at the Valley Ace Hardware on West Side Road the other day and saw a box full to the brim with used flags. I asked the people there what happens to them, and they weren't sure. Could you please enlighten me? I'd like to know, and I'm sure others would also. How are they recycled, disposed of, or whatever it is that happens to them? Well, I have important don'ts for the flag, and I'd like to go over some of the don'ts, and then we will tell you what you do with used flags. Here's what you don't do with your flag. It's generally not desirable to fly the flag outdoors when the weather is particularly inclement, because exposure to severe winds and rain may damage the flag or pole on which it is displayed. Never in any way should you disrespect be shown to the U.S. flag. The U.S. flag should never be dipped to any person or thing. Regimental colors, state flags, or organizations or institutional flags are dipped as a mark of honor. The U.S. flag should never be displayed with the Union down except as a signal of dire distress in instance of extreme danger to life or property. The U.S. flag should never touch anything beneath it, ground, floor, water, or merchandise. The U.S. flag should never be carried horizontally, but it should always be aloft and free. The U.S. flag should never be fastened, displayed, used, or stored in a manner which will permit it to be easily torn, soiled, or damaged in any way. Never use the U.S. flag as a covering or drape for a ceiling. Never place anything on the U.S. flag. The U.S. flag should never have placed upon it or any part of it or attached to it any mark, insignia, letter, word, figure, design, picture, or drawing of any nature. Here it says, when the U.S. flag is in such condition that it no longer is a fitting emblem for display, it should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning it privately.
Don't throw it in your trash.
Yeah, but Bob, you were talking earlier about the Lions Club If you have a flag, take it to the Lions Club. How would we go about doing that?
I believe if you contact the local Lions Club, several of the chapters do occasionally. They will store them up, and then they have an actual ceremony during which they dispose of the flag in the proper manner.
Okay, there you go.
Great.
So I think that there were a lot of other things there too, but
Well, no, you hit the high spots on. You know, let's remind everybody that the Asphalt Cowboys are out today selling tickets. They're going to be coming through businesses. They will not be shooting up the streets, since you know that there's one of them. I understand one of them carries one bullet, and that they're not sure which one it is, and they think it's a blank. It's kind of like a la Barney Fife. But they are going to be out today, and this is the major fundraiser for the Asphalt Cowboys, who do so much, you know, for our community. They, you know, with that Reading Rodeo, this is the way they pick up, you know, this is the way they collect funds. They're having a great barbecue. It's going to be on September 12th, and it's going to be at the...
September 12th? And it's $6. I mean, that is pretty good. Tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, coffee. You can drive through, which they do a huge portion of this event is really through drive through people. It's all day long, 11 to 6 p.m. out at Lake Reading Park. That's the 58th annual Asphalt Cowboys. And be listening here. We'll be giving tickets away in the future. But that's $6 a person. So you really want to try to support the Asphalt Cowboys.
And they've kept
this way.
They've kept that price the same. So it's you're getting a great deal. There's going to be a lot of things going on that weekend. But, you know, again, another community effort. You know, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Mayor Patrick Jones, who's...
Say who?
Good morning, Carl.
That just came, you know, came through the door here and slid to a stop.
I brought you a baggie.
I know, I saw
that. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, you know what? It's not every mayor that brings a baggie of things to...
Well, it is your birthday.
Well, it is my birthday, but, you know, after your vote last night, I wasn't sure what was in the bag, so...
You better be clear about what's in the bag.
We'll talk more later.
We covered Proposition 19, and it's not that kind of baggie.
Oh, okay. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Local, reliable, trusted, recommended. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, open Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Today's four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Does it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Honey, who does our car insurance?
State Farm.
And what about our house?
State Farm, too.
And what about our life insurance?
Why do you ask?
Well, I've got something to tell you.
Bringing new life into the world is one of many great reasons to talk about life insurance. So contact your State Farm agent today.
They'll help you choose the right coverage.
Hello, this is Craig Winton. You can look me up online at cwinton.com or feel free to give me a phone call at 223-5598. Thank you.
This is the home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Butt, The Dennis Miller Show, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and much more. You're listening to AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's August 4th. It's 8:13 in the morning, and it's going to be warm but not hot.
Currently 71 degrees. Going to be high today of 98.
You know what? Let me, before we start with the mayor, one of our listeners has called and said, you know, there's a page. He's putting a link up on Free Fire Radio Facebook page, which we have a Free Fire Radio Facebook page. If you want to be our friends, just send me a little email there or on Facebook. It's from the New York Times that claims the vanishing oil is a lie. Now, the news release I read came from the New York Times that says it, you know, says it's disappearing. So I'm not sure what Al has put up there, but we'll take a look at it. Maybe this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley has been in the business since 1985. He does Dish Network, plus he does in-house, in-home theaters, he does surround sound, he does it all. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He's one of us. His phone number is 244-1988. When I say one of us, that means of the North State, not some strange group that, you know, that we knock knuckles or something like that. He's one of us, being from the North State, and helps people, and he serves his customers. Our guest, Mayor Patrick Jones.
Thank you, Carl. Well, you know, today I noticed that it was the president's birthday, and of course it's pretty close to your birthday too. And I noticed also you guys were the same age, 49. So I thought, wow.
Well, that's true. And nobody has ever seen us in the same room together. So we could be brothers.
Outstanding.
We could be.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Well, you know what? First of all, we had to issue insulated chairs and rubber booties to all of the people in here because it could be lightning coming down.
It won't be that bad.
Okay. You know, the
Last night,
good council meeting. You know, we started early last night. We didn't start at our normal time at 6 o'clock. We had an early start time at 4 o'clock. We did we do that every year in August to celebrate the National Night Out, which is a great opportunity for all of us, myself included, to go out to different block parties and listen to the public and hear their concerns and talk to them about crime in their neighborhoods and so forth. And so it's a good opportunity to get some good feedback, and I always enjoy that every year.
So what's your feedback from the neighborhoods?
You know, a couple of the neighborhoods that we went to were pretty quiet. You know, most people don't always know exactly what happens in their neighborhood. So, you know, the police department comes out and gives you an actual printout of what's going on, disturbances, any violent acts, all kinds of different services that we provide. And, you know, and so it's good information. It keeps people aware. And, you know, it's encouraging to see the neighborhood watch programs out there working and kind of having ears out on the ground and being able to call something in when they see something suspicious. And but the couple of the neighborhoods that I went to were reasonably quiet, which is a good sign. And I know all neighborhoods are different, but, you know, it's a good opportunity for me, you know, to get out and to see some neighborhoods that I might not otherwise have seen.
At the end of last week, you went to the unions with a new idea.
Yes. Yes.
Can you explain to our listeners what that was?
Yeah, as the deadline was approaching, which is coming this Friday, you know, the prior offer that we had made was that, you know, to take a look at these ballot initiatives, and I'm not a big proponent of the ballot initiatives, and so we had asked our employees to pay their CalPERS employee share, which would be for non-public safety 7% and for public safety 9%. And this was, you know, weeks ago, and we didn't get any movement in that area. And so I thought late last week that if we could reduce that number in half, ask the employees to pay half of their CalPERS, that the council would take a vote and see if we would remove the ballot initiatives if we could get some movement from the employees and help free up some much-needed cash for, you know, for the city and for staffing. And essentially we weren't, because council member Bazzetti was out of town due to a family illness. It pretty much kind of stagnated with a 2-2 and council was not able to to ratify that decision. And so essentially the come Friday, all the information on the ballot initiatives will be in and the rebuttals will be in, and you'll see that on the November ballot.
Well, wasn't it, according to the bylaws I saw in talking to, you know, some of the different associations and unions, they it goes even against their bylaws. It was too late to do this?
Well, it's, you know, and I did apologize and say that, you know, it's kind of short timing, but I can guarantee you that if it was something that they really wanted to do, they could get to it and do it in a timely fashion, and we didn't have a lot of time. And, you know, I just didn't think of it any earlier. It was a sincere and genuine offer to try to bridge the gap, and we had lessened the offer from the previous offer, and it was a compromise offer. We did get contact from a couple unions, and while they said they were short on time, they felt that their members would not agree to it, and they felt very strongly about it. So we kind of got an indication that, you know, from at least the two that did respond, the other unions did not even respond to say we've got some interest or no interest at all. And so from the two that we did, it wasn't positive. So on to November, and we'll let the public help us continue to do our job. And, you know, we know what that job is. This is a tough, tough time right now. We are in a tough economy, and everybody knows the depths of this global recession, and you know, and so it's a tough process. And the bottom line is that we have to be very careful with our expenses, and we have to match, you know, our spending very carefully with our expenses. And right now, the only way to keep our staffing up is to get some concessions from our unions until those contracts come up for renewal, and that's really the bottom line.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about the ballot initiatives. And I also want to talk about the $85,000 that was just found in the budget that that you all did yesterday.
Excellent points.
And, well, and because I have questions I think a lot of people have about this. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9 throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. It's Anselmo Vineyard's Summer Music Series, your favorite destination getaway. Call 474-5546 for reservations. It's the Anselmo Summer Music Series. We'll see you there.
I'm Dr. Nancy Eklund. Recently, I referred police officer Will Williams to Dr. Leonard Newman for a LASIK procedure. Will's glowing report is typical.
Well, Dr. Newman was fantastic. His staff was even better. It was fantastic. They were professional. They were courteous. They were on time. It was really amazing to me when I walked out the doors and I could see a street sign, I don't know, I'm guessing 100 yards away, and I could actually read it. I was awestruck. I just wanted to soak in everything. Everything just seemed to have a whole new brilliance for me. I couldn't stop thinking this is the best thing in the world. How come it took me so long to do it?
What's holding you back? Dr. Newman has a proven track record of over 50,000 corrective eye surgeries. To see if LASIK vision correction is right for you or to schedule a LASIK procedure, call Nancy Eklund Eye Care at 223-4300. That's 223-4300.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:23 in the morning. Our guest is Mayor Patrick Jones. We're discussing budget issues. Mayor Jones, the two things I want to talk about is one is the initiatives, and it's they're going to be $25,000 a piece. That's $50,000. Why are we having the initiatives when people say that there's no teeth to them?
Well, they're not being completely truthful. First, they probably will not cost $25,000 a piece. I have talked to Kathleen Darling about this, and we do feel that it'll probably be more like $25,000 to $30,000 total for the cost of these two measures, A and B. So that's it's still a bit of money, but in the long run, this will help us, right a ship that's off course. And both Measure A and B are things that we will do, and this helps us in that endeavor. Now, the first part where people say that there's no teeth to this, if there were truly no teeth, then no one would argue against it if they were against it, because they said it would be, there is no point to it. There's no teeth. That is simply not the case. If you take a look at Measure B, it certainly does have binding ramifications. And the Measure A, where we start off with our CalPERS contributions, it sets the opening negotiation and it sets the tone for the entire contract process. And I can tell you, in those processes, when we start off in a particular way, we're going to hold firm to them, and that's what we're doing today, and this helps us in that way. Now, we would have liked to have had more teeth in it, but due to the type of city government that we have, we're not a charter city, we couldn't make it any tougher than essentially that it was. But we have to make some changes, and we're trying to do that and use every tool that we have. We've negotiated these things for many years, and over the last 4 years, with simply not enough changes have occurred, and we are hemorrhaging for money. We are in a state of crisis financially, and our staffing levels are inappropriate today. And the big
when you say the staffing levels, are you talking the police
and fire, public safety particularly, but also in roads and other areas as well? We're not completely staffed the way the city should.
Oh, you mean understaffed?
Understaffed.
Okay,
that's right. We're not staffed in the proper manner.
Okay,
and we are understaffed. And the big overwhelming issue, the core issue with public safety, is really the 3% at 50. The ability to essentially retire with nearly 98%, or actually maybe over 98% of your pay at the age of 50. It also depends, of course, when you start working for the city. They're unsustainable, and every council member has agreed to that. Most of the union negotiators have also agreed that these are unsustainable. The difference is that there are three people, the majority of council today, that are willing to say, then let's take a look at them today. They're unsustainable. Let's not put it off for tomorrow. That these things must be looked at and dealt with now. Our minority council members feel the same way with regards to that they're unsustainable, but they want to put them off for another day. Well, that's what we've been doing. We can't do that any longer. Well, we have to take action.
Well, one of the things that happened last night was $85,000 was found in the fund for the GIF. Is that
well? It's an integrated land management system.
Okay.
And but let's back up over about a year and a half ago, somewhere in that time period, and there was a larger system that went into that, and the total amount to that was well over $1 million, and I was the only council member to vote no on that, and I'm glad today to see the council coming around to my way of thinking, and even though this was a smaller amount at $85,000. This was money that could have been used to help in the way of staffing today, and it was unfortunately, for our director of Parks and Recreation, Kim Niemer, these were good things that otherwise, in normal times would have been approved, but today did not. And I was glad that the council
If you found $85,000, here's my question. If you found $85,000 there, I cannot believe that going through REU and all of the staff and everything that's being done there, that we can't find $300,000.
Well, keep in mind that, we have different pools of money, And, you know, if we start taking ratepayer money to pay for police, which we have done in the past.
No, I didn't say take that. I'm saying right. You go through, I mean, we've got, like, they had 15 people in there that make over $100,000 a year. I'm not going to get into that because Paul Huser is going to be our guest tomorrow. And we'll ask him about that. But I'm saying is that we found $85,000 here. And if you're going through all the departments through this whole city, is, you know, have we done that to do you actually believe we have gone through there and found every cent that we can squeeze out?
Well, that's where your CalPERS contribution comes in, because that across the board reduces pay and salary by 7% and 9%, and that's across the board. So that's essentially what we're doing. We have to, you know, it takes some time to get there, but you are absolutely right. There are other areas and more places to cut, and it's what we're doing. It's what the majority of council is doing today, is trying to make those across the board cuts in a fair and equitable manner. You know, these aren't easy things to do. It isn't easy to get takebacks for things that were fairly bargained for in good times. And unfortunately, you know, for the police department, they've received 26% pay increases over the last 5 years, bargained for in 2005, 2006, before my time. Right on through the global recession. That's a tough situation where they clearly fairly bargained for that, but we can't afford that. And so, and that's the tough situation that we're in today, and we have to look at the core issues. You know, I voted no more than all the other council members put together, from everything from these integrated land management systems to art in public places to Turtle Bay funding to you name it, trying to do everything that I can. But, you know, on council you have to count to three to be able to make the changes that you want. But at the end of the day, we still have to hit the core reasons why we're in this position.
And I think that, you know, well, we'll come back. We've got to take a break now for the news. But I think that everybody wants this to be solved. Wants this to come together. And we've got to talk about that when we get back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
The long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is finally close to coming to an end.
The president with some optimistic words as BP claims a successful static kill in the Gulf. The government said it appears about three-quarters of the spilled oil in the Gulf is gone, but some residents don't see it that way.
You're going to get that government report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But what everyone here will tell you is, what on earth are these people talking about? There is still oil off Grand Terre. There is still oil coming ashore in tarball form on Grand Isle. And as far as they're concerned, oil is oil, and it's still out there.
Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro in Lafitte, Louisiana. The Obama administration greenlighting $600 million to help unemployed homeowners avoid foreclosure in North and South Carolina, Ohio, Oregon, and Rhode Island. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five-Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Hey, hun, guess what?
What?
I just got back from the doctors, and my weight is down by 10 pounds, my blood pressure is lower, and my cholesterol is down. And you know why?
Why?
We've been going to Adamson's Peak Performance. The diet they offered to us and the workouts have just been a success.
Extremely beneficial. Why don't you go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's or adamsonspeakperformance.com. Go in and check it out and find a program that's right for you. And we'll see you there.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:34 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices. They've got animal heads on the wall. They have, it says, man's last stronghold. You're not going to get your nails done there. You're not going to get the pedicure. You're going to get your haircut. They shave around your neck and your ears. It's a great place to go. So, at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue.
I kind of wanted to bring something to your attention this morning here. This is a news release that came in July 30th. And the headline is, Dead Bird Tests Positive for West Nile Virus in Shasta County. There was a house finch retrieved by the Shasta Mosquito and Vector Control, and it was tested at UC Davis and confirmed to be positive for the West Nile virus, and the house finch was found July 15th in Redding. We really need to pay attention that it is the season again, and the West Nile virus has affected people in Shasta County every year from 2004 to 2008. It can be very serious during the summer and fall, and this is what you need to do is make your mosquito repellent as part of your regular outdoor routine. The West Nile virus disease is uncommon, but if you have symptoms including high fever, severe headache, and stiff neck, you need to contact your health provider immediately. Best ways to avoid the virus is to prevent mosquito bites using the 4 Ds. Drain standing water around the house weekly since it's where mosquito lay eggs. This includes tires, cans, flower pots, clogs, clogging rain gutters, rain barrels, toys, and puddles. Dusk and dawn are when the mosquitoes that carry the virus are most active, so limit outdoor activities or take precautions, of course, to prevent mosquito bites. DEET is an effective ingredient to look at. I'm sure there's other ones, too. And dress in long sleeves and pants. Now, one of the things I'm going to be contacting, there's a guy, this is John Albright here, he's on the task force. You know, and we have somebody in our neighborhood that has decided to let their pool go. And I can't even imagine what that must be like when you've got green algae in a standing pool and have not taken care of it. What kind of attraction mosquitoes, how that attracts mosquitoes, especially this time of year.
And the reasoning behind this was that is, you know, the departments that are existing here in the city of Redding. Is this one of the things they check on? I mean, are these things completely a county thing here?
Well, no, I mean that, you know, we do get reports of that, and, you know, so we can take some action and notify, you know, the correct department. So, yeah, you know, anytime we see that, and absolutely, you know, that's kind of a code enforcement, you know, violation to have it, and we do have a policy on that.
Okay. You know, during the break, we talked about the police are doing a great job.
They do. They do an excellent job.
And everybody we have had on the show
from the unions, the associations, you know, the chief, you all, Mary Stiegel, everybody that's been on here agrees on one thing. We need to change the system. Okay, if everybody agrees on this, that we need to change the system, why don't we change the system?
Well, it takes some pretty tough political will, Carl, and we have an excellent police and fire department. These guys are professional. They do a great job, and it should not be held as a reflection that we have declining revenue and that we need to make some changes. It's just a fact of the matter, and when you don't have, you know, money, you have to make some changes, and we've all seen that in the economy, and we're probably going to see that for years to come. And everyone agrees that the course that we're on is unsustainable. I've seen that 4 years ago. The Freitas report that came out around 5 years ago indicated it. It's well known that we have the most generous benefits in the whole of the United States, and I doubt there's any city in California that can afford it. And we have to change it, and we're seeing cities up and down the state do just that. And we're in the midst of that, and so we're struggling through that. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be an easy process. It's just part of the process that these were things that were fairly bargained for, and we're going to need to get take-backs, or we have to wait until contract negotiations open so that we can make those changes. And that's the way most of the time that it's going to work.
When are the contract negotiations going to open? When I was in the meeting the other night, I was under the impression contract negotiations could start next week if they wanted to, if everybody wanted to.
I guess, yeah, if everybody wanted to, but realistically, contracts have an expiration date, and when they come up, we're into contract negotiations right now, and we have one police unit coming up in March, which is, as you remember, not too long ago, they wanted that contract extended for 1 year so that essentially we did not get to that contract to negotiate.
So that would be the Police Officers Association as opposed to the Police Managers Association.
And,
we had their spokesman on.
And you asked him the right question, is what was the importance of moving that contract out another year? Well, the importance of that was that so we can't negotiate for it. It's something that we have to do. It's part of our job. And I tell you, it's not a fun part. It's very stressful. It's a tough time to be on council. But we have the will to make these changes. We must do it for the entire city.
Okay, well, we've got to take a break. We've got Bruce on the line. Bruce, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from this break. But the other, the questions is, and it was brought up, if the fire department's contract was extended for 3 years, why can't the police? But we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's cash for clunkers, appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag, and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local brand source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul-away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Good morning, North State. What a beautiful day it's going to be today. Currently 79 degrees. It's going to be high today of 98. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, you want to tune in Friday morning because I am going to be giving away two dinners at Anselmo. So we are going to be taking calls on our office line, which is 605-4565. That's 605-4565. And we'll be taking your names and doing that drawing Friday morning. Friday night, Candice Lavolsi will be out there. Beautiful music, the gorgeous North State harpist. And from 6 to 9, she'll be doing music. We have Bruce on the line. Bruce, good morning. You are on line one.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bruce.
Just a short question for Pat on some of this renegotiation of some of these contracts. Are they really going to try to get and change this retirement age bracket like a lot of the other states have. I think Oregon went to 64, and Utah's went to a two-tier system for firefighters and police and then public workers, but they also went up quite a few years in age retirement packages. 50 years old to be retired seems kind of ridiculous to me with everybody living to be 85, so just wondered if that was going to be one of the issues to try to get some slack on there. That would save a lot of money.
Absolutely, Bruce. It's a great question, and thank you for asking it. It is the probably the most overwhelming question with public safety. The 3% at 50, that is essentially what is unsustainable. It is by far the most generous benefits that we've seen anywhere in the nation, right here in California, and many cities are having to change that, and that is something that we are going to do, given the time and the opportunity to do it. You know, this council is, three members, of course, could change come November, and so things, you know, change, and the economy can change as well, but you're absolutely right. The 3% at 50, we have to change that to the system of what we had prior to 2002, and you know, when that actuary was done, it said, you know, this won't be a problem for 1,000 years, and it was just incorrect all the way around. It is unsustainable, and we have to and we can save a lot of money, and we're talking serious amounts, millions of dollars, and we can really get back to the staffing that we need when we change this 3% at 50, you know. And for most people, you know, Councilmember Bozzetti talked about that in the paper not too long ago, and he talked about how we allow, or how it is allowed, that your pay and benefits are calculated for your final retirement. And, you know, and it's just unsustainable, and we are going to be looking at those things without question. It's quite possibly the number one issue that we have to deal with.
Okay, gang. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Patrick, how many... policemen retire at 30, at 50, with 30 years at 50.
Well, you know, it varies quite a bit because it depends on your start time and so forth.
Right.
And so,
One of the comments made by one of the police was, "How many do you think actually make it for 30 years?"
You know, we don't see a lot of them retire, I suspect, at the age of 50. But in the early 50s, you know, that is where they do. And you've recently seen where our chief is eligible for full retirement, and he's in his early 50s, and that's a pretty common occurrence. We see that pretty regularly. It doesn't always happen that way, but it certainly can, and it really depends on your start date. And most people, if you remember back to last year, to the fourth quarter of last year, something fairly substantial happened for the city of Reading. We had a $5.2 million decrease in that quarter, and we didn't know that until about March. That's the way the state gets the numbers to us. And that was ongoing cuts in the general fund, $5.2 million down, after 3 years of quarter after quarter, near double digit, in some cases well over double digit declines. We had a $5.2 million decline in that fourth quarter of last year. Those are just huge, serious numbers, and it points to the facts today that the money is simply not there, and we have to make some changes, and the 3% at 50 has to be dealt with, and this majority, I believe, has the political will to do so. And you know, it's not easy. We could easily say it needs to be done, but let's do it on a different day, but we're going to do it now.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you're on KCNR.
Yeah, I've got a question for Patrick. It seems like to me that we're just taking a snapshot of the investments, the PERS. It's not the best economic time, but we're just trying to pass policy, make all these deals with a small snapshot. I know PERS works over the long haul, and I think that just to take this small time frame and just say we need to do something about it might be incorrect on your thinking. It seems like you would be looking over the long haul on this thing.
Well, thank you for the question. It's a good question. The reality is, you know, if you're a soldier on the battlefield and you've just got shot in the chest and you're bleeding, you're going to have to stop that bleeding now, or you will die long term. That's a different issue. We have got to stop the bleeding today, and the problem is we're out of cash, and you can't run.
Okay, Patrick. So I do. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have one more question though. There was a gentleman that talked the last meeting and talked about dollar for dollar that there was some savings there. He said, and his point was very well put. I thought if we can save you a dollar, isn't that the same dollar that you could be saving, that you'd be spending on PERS? It seems like you guys are just hell-bent I'm basically getting into the PERS benefit, which is a nice benefit to have for us. I take a cut and pay to come here. The wages are lower here, but the benefit package was a little bit better. So it just seems like you guys have the opportunity to save other ways, but you're not really interested in that. It's just all about the PERS.
Well, again, to your first question, you talked about something more long-term, and that's exactly what we're thinking about, is something more long-term. We could take some small, minor steps, but it doesn't solve the long-term problem. And the council is thinking long-term. And, you know, these are tough decisions that are being made. We have many different issues that we have to deal with. The post-retirement health care is another one where the city pays 50% of your health care premium for the rest of the life. For the rest of the worker's life, that has gotten us into an $85 million unfunded liability. We can't be terribly flexible when we have these big looming problems. We're being firm because of the economy today does not force us, it does not allow us to be flexible. We have some serious issues. We have to deal with them. We're taking a fairly firm stand. And again, it's not a reflection of the quality of workers. We have excellent city workers all throughout the city. It's not a reflection of that. It is a reflection of the state of affairs that the state and the country is in, and we're having to be, pretty firm on this. And it takes a lot of political will to be able to do this, because we could easily kick the can down the road, have Band-Aid effects, and not look at the core issues. And really, most, I talked to a gentleman the other day about, he worked with the Forest Service, and he's always, for the last 30 years, he's paid in to his CalPERS. And, our employees do not. We picked that up, bargained for 30 years ago. We simply can't afford these things. They have to be changed soon.
I totally understand that. I guess my point is, if you have a way to save money from another area, it doesn't sound like you guys are entertaining that idea. And I just think that's something that you guys should be thinking about. If these department heads of these unions come up to you and say, hey, we can save money here, save money there, that's still a dollar saved. And it just seems like you guys are... pushing that aspect away.
Well,
I don't really hear you addressing that part of it.
We will accept concessions, but they can't come with strings. And that's, I think, where you're getting a little bit sidetracked there, is that when they want to move contracts out a year so that we can't negotiate those contracts in good faith, we're unwilling to do that. We are willing to accept just about any concession, realistically. We really are. But it can't come with strings, because we don't have the flexibility. We simply do not. Those contracts have to be negotiated in good faith. And we're going to do that.
Hey, Bob, those are great questions. We have to take a break, but thanks for calling.
Okay,
this is Carlin DeBot, Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a quick break here, and we get into our last segment. Our guest is Mayor Patrick Jones, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Be on the lookout, Reading. Today, the streets of Reading will be swarming with crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys selling tickets to their annual barbecue fundraiser. This annual event is set for Sunday, September 12th at Lake Reading Park. But don't wait until the last minute. Purchase your tickets now and avoid the last-minute rush. Then, September 12th, join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for the food, the fun, and the entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And with your pre-purchase ticket, partake of the finest fire grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by these zany asphalt cowboys. If you choose to eat in the park, you can place a bid on the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m., plus take a chance on the annual pork raffle. Today is the day to purchase your tickets for a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. They work hard. They deserve it.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
With all the great reasons to ride the new Rava, we've just added a few more, and this may be the best one yet.
Every time you ride Rava now through August 31st, you can enter to win hundreds of free prizes from local merchants, plus the grand prize of a 42-inch high-def plasma TV from the new Clyde's Enterprises on Hartnell Avenue.
Every time you ride with Rava, you get another chance to win great gifts from Waterworks Park, Viking Skate Country, Prime 11 Cinemas, Great Harvest Bread Company, Classic Trends Boutique, Cold Stone Creamery, Heller Work Structural Integration, Round Table Pizza, Red Lion Hotel, Luigi's Pizza, Record Searchlight Date, Hilton Garden Inn, and Frasolini's Pizza and Espresso.
The more you ride, the more chances you have to win with lots of winners every week. See how easy it is to ride the new Rava. Check out all the Rava routes and schedules at RavaRide.com or call for information 241-2877.
Ride often and win lots. Now is the best time to take a ride on the new Rava.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:55 in the morning. Our guest is Mayor Patrick Jones.
I wanted to remind you that this Friday, the Fabulous Fabric Shop is presenting an outdoor fashion show from 7 to 9 p.m. And the Shasta Center, of course, is right there with Kubler's. And, you know, Monday through Friday, 7 days a week, they do incredible events. But Friday is kind of girls' night out. So it's going to be fabric into fashion at the Fabulous Fabric Shop. Enjoy a 25% off sale, too, and get runway lessons and so much more Friday.
Also, the Patriot Tour is passing through Reading today. They're passing the American flag via motorcycle across 48 states to honor our veterans. At 11:15 today, they're going to be at the McDonald's restaurant on Lake Boulevard and then over to the Reading Harley-Davidson, going down there and to the reception and say hello, take a look at the flag, and meet the people that are taking it through the United States. It's on its way from here up to Medford, Oregon. Our guest is Mayor Mayor Patrick Jones. Patrick, one of the things said
it's
was...
It's live radio. What do you want?
What do you want? Patrick, one of the things that was said was you extended the firefighters contract 3 years. Why not the police?
Well, you know, when we negotiate all these things, and each union has a different set of issues and concerns and money amounts, and one of the things that we were attempting to do with the Firefighters Association, I can tell you, they really stepped forward. They made more concessions than anyone, and it's really affected their pocketbook more than any other union that I can think of. And the goal there was to keep a fire station open. And because of the concessions that the Firefighters Association made, we were able to do that. And so there was a time length there given because it accomplished the goal, and they should be commended for it. Unfortunately, as we move forward, as quarters are continuing to decline, you know, every day is a new day, and we may have to revisit that subject. But when they were asked, they stepped up, and they made the appropriate concessions at that time to keep that fire station open. Otherwise, today, we'd have one less fire station open. So we deal with each union on a need-be basis and do the best that we can.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Gary, you're on KCNR.
First of all, Carl, I'd like to wish you happy birthday, and I'm a veteran. I thank you for your veteran service.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your service, too, Gary.
Thank you again. And this is a question for the mayor. Mayor, how much more money is left in the fund that we hired for the private negotiator?
Well, keep in mind, you know, it's a great question, and we have a contract that we will spend up to $50,000, and we've only used a small portion of that. The option to that would be to have a city negotiator on staff full-time, which would cost well in excess of over $100,000. In fact, with pay and benefits, you'd probably be looking at closer to about $130,000, $135,000. So with this contract, we're going to save, you know, $80,000-$90,000. It's a significant savings. The idea with this negotiator that we have, Bill Avery, and I'm really impressed with Bill, is that he's here when we need him, and we pay for him when he's here, and when he returns back home, we do not pay for that. And it's a way to save money and to be able to have a qualified negotiator in the room with us doing the work of the citizens. So it's a good, it might sound like a lot of money. We may not even spend up to $50,000, but the alternative is we were going to spend well over $100,000.
Well, you know, just with the ballot initiatives, you know, with an estimate, just an estimate of $50,000 and $50,000 for him, and nothing's been accomplished really yet, and maybe nothing will be. We don't know the outcome yet.
Well, I would disagree.
And we don't even have a personnel director because of that. So
we could have a personnel director, but you're going to be, you know, then you're going to be spending $130,000. And to be honest, we felt this would be a better choice. And so far, I think it's proving to be an effective tool that we have. And Bill is doing an excellent job. And so I guess I would just simply disagree with those comments. There's always monies to be saved, but if you can't count the three at City Council, it simply doesn't happen. We have art in public places today. That costs money. We have the Youth Action Council. That costs around $35,000 to $40,000 a year. Those are the kinds of things that we can cut out in an emergency as which we're in today.
Okay, well, I thank you for your comment.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gary, for your service and for calling. We've got just a couple minutes left. Well,
we got a caller coming.
We got another call coming in.
Call the office line. He's going to be, I think that might be Al.
Okay, Al, you are on KCNR, and thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning. I just want to tell the mayor, you know, I really appreciate him running the city like a business for a change. You know, my family's been here, I don't know, five generations, and for 40 years I've watched law enforcement, and I love them. They're great people, but they've been given everything. It took us 20 years to build a library because of it, okay? The social services, the fire, everybody has taken a back seat. It's time that they realize there's an end to it, you know, and this is it. It's not just locally. It's happening all over the nation. So my hat is tipped to you, Mayor. Stick to your guns, pardon the pun, but, you know, you're a businessman, and that's what's different, and they're not liking it.
Hey,
but that's just how it is.
Hey, Al, thank you so much for the call. We're getting ready to end up here. We've got like 20 seconds left. Mayor Jones?
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, and just to let the citizens of Reading know, you know, this is a little bumpy time, a little tough time, but we're going to make it through it. We have a great city, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're going to, we'll have everybody on from every side here. Hey, this is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An end in sight.
The long battle to stop the leak and contain the oil is finally close to coming to an end. And we are very pleased with that.
President Obama minutes ago at an AFL-CIO event, as federal scientists report most of the oil that gushed into the Gulf is gone, and BP says its static kill is working. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live with more.
Lisa, most of that oil out there that people have been worried about, it's not out there. It's been cleaned up, burned off, chemically dispersed, or naturally dissipated, say federal officials, though lawmakers want to know what effects those dispersing agents might have on the ecosystems, calling their use a grand experiment. And just as BP announces their static kill tactic of sealing up the blown out well at the Deepwater Horizon rig site is working, mud and cement is now filling the well and preventing oil from rising up from below the seabed, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. And a Senate hearing on the dispersant questions is underway. Also in the Senate, a move to help...